Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart, an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Church. Our ministry website is www.newvisionforlife.com, where we align our heart with the heart of God. Please join our hosts, Apostle Etta Banks and Minister Tabika Garnes, as we get to the heart of the matter.
Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Praise God, everyone. Praise God. This is another beautiful day in the name of Jesus. We thank the Lord for it. Hallelujah. We bless his holy name. And thank you, Lord God, for each and every person that is already signing on to the show. We just thank God for our listeners this morning. And I want to say a quick good morning to our co-host. Good morning, beloved. How are you today?
Good morning, beloved. I am well. I am alive. I am happy. I'm filled with joy. I'm all things that God created me to be. Amen.
Whoa, hallelujah. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, y'all heard that good news. You heard that good news. Amen. Amen. And I pray for the rest of you that you have some of that same joy within your heart today. Truly, today is a wonderful, wonderful day. And even if you're going through some type of crisis, some trauma of any kind, beloved, take the chance, take the time today just to say thank you, Jesus. Thank God, thank God, thank God. You know, just tell him thank you, you know, for another day. And if in the tragedy, in whatever it is that you may be going through, the sickness and so forth, and all of that, as you're saying, thank you, Lord, it's another day that he has the opportunity to answer your prayers and to grant forgiveness, to grant healing and deliverance and restoration and reconciliation. It's another chance to do all of that. So give him thanks, give him praise for another day. Praise God. Also would like to say, you know, that we are ministers. I'm the pastor, and Minister Tabika is a minister at New Vision for Life Church. Praise the Lord. And we are presently doing services via Zoom. And some of us are in the house of the Lord. Some of us, we just went back last week. I do want to thank our congregation for those that came back, not only for the first Sunday that we were back in the church, but also to celebrate our church anniversary. So I do thank the Lord for that. So thank you. And please let me say to all clergy, no matter what it is, but all clergy. This Sunday is Clergy Appreciation Day. I just want to say to all clergy to please know that we appreciate you. We appreciate you. You see that Minister Tabika is on with me every week that she's able to be, unless she was working. She is on with me. She is clergy. And you hear me telling her every week, you know, that it's good to have her here. You know, the show is not the same anymore without her. For years, I ran it by myself. And it is just good to have somebody co-laboring with you. So I truly appreciate her. I appreciate her husband, all of the ministers in our church. And I'm sure all of the pastors all over the world are appreciating their leadership, the work that they do, the time that they do, the money that they spend, the counseling that they do, all kinds of things that our ministers do. And so I just want to take time to say thank you, thank you, thank you. I wish in this season that there was so much more that I could do for you, but the time will come when so much more can be done. But thank you, all of the clergy across the nation and especially to the best clergy that are those that are sitting under my covering at New Vision for Life. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. And I pray your pastor feels the same way about you. And I pray that if you are a pastor, that you are feeling the same way about your leadership as I feel about mine. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Beloved, are you in the place where you can pray, or you want me to pray in this morning?
I can pray.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
Good morning to Joyce. Well, let's start with Tamika. Good morning with Tamika. Praise God to her mother and father, Joyce and Lester Richardson. Good morning to Joyce in New York. Good morning to the Crawfords in Tennessee. Good morning to Teresa in Pennsylvania. Good morning to Isaiah in Chicago, Isaiah in Pennsylvania. Good morning to Deacon Banks. Good morning to Dawn, Prophetess Dawn, Prophetess Kim. Praise God. Good morning to you, beloved. Good morning to any and all of the listeners we have. Good morning to Deacon Thomas Farr, and with him with Issues Christian Men Talk, and to the men that are affiliated with that ministry, good morning to you. Good morning to all of the members of New Vision for Life Ministry. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. I want to say a special good morning also to the October babies, birthdays. Good morning to you all. I have how old is that child now? She's 9 years old. She was 9 years old last Sunday. Good morning to her. Another grandchild that will be 11 years old on the 28th of this month. Good morning to you. My great-grandson will be 5 years old on the 31st of this month. Good morning to you. Praise be unto God. So those are three October babies that I'm totally aware of. Oh, and October the 19th, one of my leaders has a birthday as well. Good morning to you. So praise God. We do thank the Lord for our October babies. God bless. Beloved, would you please take us in prayer?
Amen. Amen. Wait a minute. Sorry, y'all, for the background noise. Somebody's alarm is going off exactly when you asked me to start playing.
Right.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah,
thank
Lord
you,
God.
Lord.
Hallelujah,
thank
Lord.
You.
We bless your name because you are worthy.
Yes.
Lord, there is none like you, and we thank you for another day that you have allowed us to be here on this earth, God. Let us make it a day filled with your promises and your joy and purpose in the name of Jesus, God. We just thank you for choosing us, Lord God. God, help us to learn how to create our own atmosphere, like atmospheres of joy, atmospheres of happiness, atmospheres of peace. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, because there's so many things that's going on around us. We're so easily caught up in what we see, God. But I pray that you would change our eyesight. You would change the way we hear things, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. So I just give you glory now, God, because I know that you're working in my life. I know that you're working in Apostle's life. I know that you're working in the lives of those that are on this line, God. And we just rejoice and thank you, Father God, for all that you are doing. We know that we're not here by mistake. Lord God, we know, Father God, that you have a purpose and a plan for our lives. And, Lord, if we just be patient and be obedient, Lord, we know that you will work all things out. So I ask that you would help us to stop moving ahead of you and just wait on you because of all the promises that you have for us, Father. Hallelujah. All the blessings that you have waiting to give us if only we get in line. Father, I just bless your name because you are faithful in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in my life even now, Father God. I thank you for the anointing. I thank you for the choosing in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you, Father God, for the healing. I thank you, Father God, for the deliverance in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you, Lord God, for the woman of God that is over my life, over New Vision in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you for long life. on her behalf in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, for a healthy life. She will live a healthy life in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for choosing her. I thank you, Lord God, that she said yes. She could have said no,
yes,
Lord God,
so
but she said yes. Mm-hmm. And God, look at mm-hmm. all the lives that she has touched, Lord God. Look how she was able to assist, Father God, in helping people coming to know who they are in you, Father God. So, Lord, I just say thank you, Lord. Thank you for thinking
yes.
of me enough, of me and my family that you placed us under her, God. What a wonderful gift, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. I just thank you. I thank you for how you open doors. I thank you for the divine connection, God. I thank you, God, even for this platform, Father God, because I do know that this platform is steps to something else. And, Lord God, I just thank you, Lord, because you believed in me even when I didn't believe in myself, Father God, even when I lived in fear, even when I didn't like myself, even when I didn't love myself, Father God, you believed in me, Lord. And I just want to say thank you for not allowing me to give in and give up, but that you kept pressing me and nudging me to go forward, because there is things that we have inside of us that need to reach the nations and the masses and everywhere else, Father God. So I just thank you, Lord God, that you connected me to the strong woman of God. I thank you, Father God, for her genuine heart, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you, Father God, that this is no mistake, God. Even this time, this season right now is not a mistake. It is all ordained and purposed by you, Father God. And, Lord, I just pray blessings in your people's lives that are on this line, God. I pray, Lord God, that they would walk away, Lord God, from their past. I pray that they would walk away from the hurtful things people have said to them, Father God, and that they will just hold on to the promises of you, God, and they will listen for your voice. And when you guide them, God, they shall follow in the name of Jesus, God. So I pray for healing hearts on this line right now in the name of Jesus, God. I pray that they'll pour out, God, pour out, pour out, pour out, pour out, so that you can fill them up with the blessings that only you can give. So, Father, we thank you, we love you, and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Excuse
amen.
Me, amen. To God be the glory, to God be the glory for all that he has done. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Beloved, I'm going to do something a little different this morning. I want to play a song for you before we begin conversing. And it's speaking about Jesus being the center of it all, and that is him. It's him that we see in the center of everything that we have going on in our lives. So I want to share that with you this morning. So, yes, that's right. I want to share that with you this morning. I pray that you are blessed by it in the name of Jesus. Be blessed. Praise be unto God. Thank you, Lord.
I just say to wrap it up. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. I just say to wrap it up. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. There is power in your name. Miracles happen in your name. I salute my voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out. Yeah.
I'm the center of it all.
It's you that I see.
It's you that I see.
Jesus only.
It's you that I see.
Lift the stands wherever you are. I'm the center.
I'm the center of
it all. It's you that I see.
It's you that I see.
Only you, Jesus. Lift his hands, sir. There is power.
There is power in your name.
Miracles happen.
Miracles
more time, sing with us. Sing. I was Santa.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. At the
Amen.
Center of it all is you
yes,
that I need.
Yes, yes.
You're bigger than
yes,
the biggest.
Thank you,
you're stronger than the strongest. You
yes,
know,
God.
Whatever it is, God, you are greater than it all. You're greater than the greatest. It's you that
yes,
I
God.
Need. You are the center of it all. Hallelujah. And I just truly thank God for that testimony of that song today, excuse me. And there's something that also, let me see, that I want to share with you today before we actually start our discussion. I haven't even told my armor bearer about it yet, and I will be telling our church service tomorrow. I will be telling them, but you will be the first people to hear this. On Wednesday, I had the privilege of being one of the participants in what's called the Healing Room, the Healing Room Experience or Healing Room Encounter. I can't remember the exact name of it. And the host of it is in New York, but she has an international healing ministry, and I do mean it is all over the world. This ministry, and the show was done by Zoom, and there were four of us that actually spoke during the show, and it's about giving testimony of something that God has brought you through. And you know, we're overcomers by our testimony. So in giving the testimony of what tragedy it was that you went through, how God brought you through it, the result of being brought through it, that it may bless someone else and encourage others along the way. And so I had given the testimony about a rape, and this is not the one when I was 5 years old that y'all are most aware of, but a rape that took place on my front lawn. This was 1990-something. I can't remember the exact year, but it took place there. And so I shared with them, you know, the whole story about what had happened. And then at the end of the testimony, the host asked me, Apostle, did they ever catch the person? And I told her, not to the best of my knowledge. I know that 2 weeks after my encounter with him, he also broke into the home of another woman, and he raped her as well, and her children were in the room next door to her, and they were in their bedroom. She was in hers. And the reason why we know it's the same man was because he said the same things to her that he said to me, because we both reported it to the police. So we were able to at least make the connection that it was the same person. And in my story, I told on air that once he was through, you know, he got up and he ran down the block on the street that I live on. He ran, so he was on foot, and I told them, you know, that I told them at that time that I thought that he was from the neighborhood because of the fact that he was walking. That he was walking, so I thought he was from the neighborhood. So, but I never got a report, and I had talked to the detectives for several months, and you know, we never came up with anything as far as for finding the person. The only description that I could give of the person, because this happened at 1:21 in the morning, or at night, however you want to look at it. And it was in February, you know, so it's pitch black outside. It had been raining, and the gentleman was a dark skinned African American. He wore black clothes. He's black. It's black outside. The only thing that I could see on him were the whites of his eyes. His eyes were huge to me at that time. And so I saw the whites of his eyes, and I could smell the beer on his breath. I could describe the possibility of how tall he was and what he might have weighed because of the pressure of his body on me. So I was able to describe that much. So again, you know, when she asked, you know, did they catch him? Again, my answer was not to the best of my knowledge. Well, I received a call yesterday of 1.5 million people. So that was 1,500,000 people saw this on Facebook. It was Zoom and on Facebook. And when I looked at the recording of it on Facebook yesterday, I saw where 1.5 million people saw the broadcast. So I get a phone call yesterday, and someone that I know said, and they call me Mommy, and they said, Mommy, when you gave your testimony the other night, she said, first of all, that's the first time I've heard that testimony. And I've known this person, you know, for 20 years at least I've known her. And she said that was the first time I heard the testimony, and I was just in tears as I was listening to it. She said, but as soon as the host asked you, did they ever catch the man, and you said no, she said, I heard in my spirit, yes, they did. And she said that, she said, what? And she heard it again. Yes, they did. And the Holy Spirit told her the man's name, And she recognized the name. So she called a friend of hers and said, do you know so-and-so and so-and-so? And the woman said, yes. And she said, do you know where he is? And the second woman said, he's still around there on so-and-so street. Well, the name of the street that he was on was the street I live on. And this man lives several doors away from me. When I lived on that street, I just moved from there a year ago. He lived several doors away from me. And then this woman too said, but he was gone for 20 years. He got caught dealing with a rape. And he was in prison for 20 years, and he's on the sex offenders list. And so the young lady that I know, she looked it up, and sure enough, he was on the sex offenders list. And she had to ask God, should she call me and tell me? Because she didn't know if it was just something for her to know, or should I know that, yes, this man had been caught. And even though he did not go to jail personally for the rape that he did to me, he did eventually go to jail for raping someone, and he spent 20 years in prison. And it amazed me after all this time, because that's been about 30 years. That was about 30 years ago that it happened to me. And it amazed me that, hallelujah, that after all of this time, that God still saw fit to let me know, you know, that the gentleman had been found. Because I had not, of course, I haven't been asking in the 30 years, Lord, you know, did they ever find him? Did he get arrested? I didn't ask those questions at all. But in holding that testimony, you know, it was revealed that the man had gotten caught. And just like in my testimony, when I shared with them that my daughter was in the, her car was in the driveway ahead of mine, and I was so grateful that she was not the one being accosted or molested, that it was me instead of her. So I was so grateful for that. I found out that this man got arrested. I'm glad that he got arrested, but instantly, also after the young lady told me what she told me, I also then began to pray for his salvation. I pray that during the time that he was in prison, that he had an encounter with God and he got saved. If it didn't happen there, that it will happen, you know, before he leaves this earth. Because just as I teach that Jesus went to the cross for all of us, he went to the cross for us all. No matter what sin we have committed, he died for those sins. And yes, there will be people that will not receive him as Lord and Savior, there will be people that will make the choice not to receive the blessing of Jesus' birth, death, and resurrection. They will not receive that blessing, but it is our responsibility as born-again Christians to be Christ-like, to pray for those who have hurt us, harmed us, deceived us in any way, shape, or form, any way that they have hurt us. Jesus died for them so that they could have eternal life and have it as a born-again Christian, not the person they were when they hurt you. So I pray for that man and pray that God has done something in his life. And if he chooses not to accept what Jesus did for him, then that is on him. It is not on God. It is not on Jesus or the Holy Spirit that they did not make provision for him to be saved. But it would have been a choice that he made. So I, this morning, just wanted to publicly give God praise, you know, for something that totally closed now. It is totally closed in my spirit, and any suffering that I went through behind that, you know, that has been done and over with. There was salvation for others, as I testified about it, that came out of it. I thank God for that. There was deliverance from anxiety and fear that I had. You know, I was delivered from that. So I thank God that what the enemy meant for bad, God took it, turned it around, and good came out of it in the name of Jesus. So just wanted to give him a public praise for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. So powerful. So powerful, woman of God. So powerful. It's just so amazing of what happens when we share our testimony. You know, many people don't want to share because they feel that they're telling their business, or they're afraid of what people may think after they share whatever it is that they share. But what they really don't realize is that they are helping somebody else get set free. And that is what God wants us to do, is to help others be set free. That's the whole purpose behind, you know, the things that we go through. And, you know, you hear people say, well, what you went through wasn't for you, it was for somebody else. And you're like, well, it happened to me, so what are you talking about that it's for somebody else? And yes, it happened to you, but it's not for you. It's for, it's for you to help somebody else to get through it. And God is going to use you in that way to get through it. So, you know, we have to stop looking at our circumstances and our issues like, you know, like it's such a bad thing. Yes, when you're in the moment, it's really bad. But when you lean on the Lord and you ask him for guidance and strength and faith, you know, he's going to show up for you. He's going to tell you why you went through what you went through. And he will even show you who you're supposed to minister to. So God is so awesome. And I can now say that I don't regret anything that I went through. It all has a purpose. Yes, and God has a plan. And one more thing before you continue, I just want to share this. I have this motivational app on my phone, and when I opened it today, the what I got today was, soon, when all is well, you're going to look back on this period of your life and be so glad that you never gave up.
Awesome.
And,
awesome.
Right. Yeah.
That is awesome. I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
And that is so true, because, you know, during the time of the rape and dealing with anxiety and fear and so forth, there were so many times I wanted to commit suicide. I just wanted to die. Then not wanting to commit suicide in the end, it was like, okay, Lord, just don't let me wake up. Okay, just let me sleep my life away. You know, don't let me wake up. And yes, beloved, just like that motivational piece said, you know, I thank God that I did not quit and give up in the midst of this. I would have hated to have missed out on all the good that Jesus has brought out of what was meant to kill me. What was meant to kill me. And there's so much good that has come out of it. So I am grateful, and that's why I can say this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. But I truly can find something to give God praise for. So I am thankful.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Well, beloved, listen, you are listening to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. I am Apostle Etta Banks with the co-host minister, Tabika Garnes, and we're here on Blog Talk Radio to give you a chance to share your heart with us as God shares his heart with us as well. Praise be unto God. If there's anything that you would like to say, please be sure to press 1 on your keypad, and we will acknowledge you and let you share whatever is being laid on your heart today. And remember, from what part we've already done, share your testimony with someone. You would be surprised at the good that it does. You see, and that's part of when I tell all of the members of our church that every last one of us are ministers. Every last one of us are ministers. Once we become saved, we minister to other people about what God has done with us, to us, through us, for us. Salvation, as we're sharing those testimonies, we are ministering to other people. You don't need a license or an ordination to minister what God has done for you. Amen. And so share your testimony and let God be glorified in all that he has done. Can you imagine if we, in fact, we may have to do that. We might have done it once some years ago, but we may have to do that again, that one of our calls will be Testimony Sabbath, okay? Testimony Sabbath, that we'll have people already lined up to share testimony with us. And if there's anyone on the line now, you don't have to share it right now if you choose not to, but if there's anyone on the line that would like to be considered for that particular Saturday, email me at hearttoheartnewvisionforlife.com. hearttoheart@newvisionforlife.com. Or you can do Apostle Banks at newvisionforlife.com. You can do Tabika at newvisionforlife.com. Just send us an email and let us know that you have an interest in sharing your testimony, and we will set aside a particular day for testimonies to be shared. And on that day, it would behoove you to get your friends and your family members, you know, those that have seen you go through whatever it is you're going to testify about, let them know so they can be supporters on the call that day. So remember, heart with the number 2, heart2heart@newvisionforlife.com, Apostle Banks at newvisionforlife.com, or Tabika, TABIKA, at newvisionforlife.com. So contact us and let us know, and we'll be sure to get that scheduled and get you scheduled for the show. And we want to have the people already lined up, so we're not saying, okay, everybody, come on, press your key, 1 on your keypad. No, we're going to have the people already lined up to share their testimony. Also, Those of you that did not see the healing room testimonies and you're interested in seeing them, you can go on Facebook to Chloe, that's C-H-L-O-E, Natasha, N-A-T-A-C-H-A, Natasha. And you can go on her page, and I think it's probably on my page too, which is Etta Stevens Banks. You can go there, and you can see the testimonies on there. And the woman that came on behind me had a very compelling testimony. It was awesome, and to see what God had done. And she just got saved October 13th, 2019. Last year, she just got saved. And she has a very, very compelling testimony. So, I encourage you, to go and to listen to these things. Try to share as much information with you as we can. All righty. Well, we only have 20 minutes left. So we're just going to touch a little bit on what we were going to share, and then we will continue it and finish it up on next week if we don't get it finished now. So, beloved, would you like to go ahead and get started? We're dealing with how to encounter God through journaling. And remember when we did the dreams the last 2 weeks, we were working on interpreting dreams. One of the things they told us in interpreting dreams is to have a pen and paper or pad near your nightstand. Write your dreams down. It will help you as you go through it bit by bit by bit to be able to pull it apart and do some interpreting. So that is called journaling your dreams. And so here today, we're going to continue in the frame of thought of how to encounter God through journaling. Beloved, go ahead, please.
Amen. So if you all don't know, I love to write. And I published my first book back in 2014. And God is guiding me through getting back on track and to write another book. So I love to write things down. When thoughts come to mind, if I'm at work, I'll grab a little piece of scrap paper and I'll write it down on what I heard or a thought that came across. Also, the things that I write down, when I've gone back to look at it, when I've gone back to read through the stuff that I wrote down, I say, did I write that? I'm like, I have to stare at it for a while because I can't believe that I wrote that. And I have to give credit to Holy Spirit because it's Holy Spirit led. I can't do this without him. So he's anointed me to write, and I'm getting back into that process because I let it go for a while because, life always creeps in and try to take over. But I'm taking back over. So,
amen.
Yeah, I'm taking back over. Amen. All right. So, writing has the power to help you see the beauty of God at work in your life experiences. So, when you take the time to journal, that's where you can express your thoughts and your feelings. You'll be surprised by how much you discover about God in the process. You can also use your journal as a tool to transform you. And so that means like what I just said. I write things down. I go back to look at them. I'm like, oh, no, I didn't write that. Like somebody else wrote that. I didn't write that, but I know that I did. And then it builds confidence. It lets me know that, hey, you were designed for this. You were created for this. And I told you guys that before I had an issue with comparing myself to others. So it's like when I go back and read my stuff, I'm like, I'm telling myself, oh, girl, you good. You write really well. you know, so it builds confidence. And I remember being younger writing, because I've been writing since I was little. And I remember my mother read some of my stuff, and she would tell me how good it was. But because it was my mother, I'm like, oh, she's just saying that because she's my mother. Of course she's going to do whatever she needs to do to build me up. And but what she was, and that's the truth. But it was also, that was also truth in what she was saying. But again, comparing myself, we tend to knock ourselves low when God is trying to build us up. So whatever it is, don't compare yourself to others. The first thing you want to do to encounter with, through your journaling, is to begin with prayer. So prayer is the very first step. It clears your mind. You're able to hear from God more clearly, and you're releasing things that may be in the way as you're trying to journal. So invite God to use your journaling experiences to draw you closer to Him and help you grow as a person. Ask Him to use your journaling to help you discover more about both Him and yourself. So there could be some things from your past that you never dealt with, and you start journaling and you write that down. And you think, you go back and look like, oh, I never dealt with that, or, you know, I forgot that happened to me. And then you can begin to ask God to help you. And confession, I wrote my book, but do you guys know I've never gone back to read it? I have never gone back to read it since I wrote it. And it's been 6 years now. So my goal is, before the end of this year, is to go back and read what it is that I wrote. Although I wrote it, it was Holy Spirit led, but I still have to go back and read it for myself. So, yeah, I don't know why I never did it. I think it's because maybe, I don't know, I didn't want to go back through, I guess, the stuff that I wrote in there. I don't know. But it's time to go back and read through it, because there's something there that God, that I may have missed, that God is trying to bring back to my attention. The next thing is, amen, get ready. Decide when and where you'll journal regularly. So you want to choose your time or place that works best for you. It could be early morning journaling in a quiet room of your home. It could be late night journaling in a busy coffee house. Also, buy a journal that appeals to you. And Apostle can tell you, Apostle can tell you, my husband can tell you that I have journals that, you know, I can just give away. You know, that's how many journals that I have. I have ink pens where you go into my office and it's like a mini craft store in there. And so that comes from, that comes from the gift. That comes from the gift. But my husband said, if you buy one more thing, you know, we're going to have an issue. So I have to kind of like pull that back in and use what I have or give it away. You can also use your computer to type out a journal. Use your like a digital journal. Also, give yourself freedom. Allow yourself to write or draw whatever comes to your mind. Don't sit there and criticize your journal entries. Don't do that, because you're going to get sidetracked and distracted. So just write. Don't worry about trying to stick to grammar or spelling rules. When you're trying to be logical, you start comparing yourself to others. You want to avoid the expression of troubling thoughts or feelings. Simply write. Just write as if your life depended on it, and you're not worrying about grammatical errors. You're not worrying about spelling. You're just getting it out there. You want to get what's on your mind out on paper or on a computer screen. So just write what's true and real, and just remember that God loves you unconditionally. Amen, Apostle?
Amen, amen, amen. And yes, beloved, truly this woman has journals galore and pens galore. So if any of y'all need anything, let her know. Amen.
Right,
amen.
Right.
Praise God. Oh, Lord. Now also, sweethearts, while you are doing this journaling, while you are doing the journaling, one of the things you need to do is to check your motivation for why you are doing it. It's not enough to journal out of a sense of this is something you ought to do, because when we do that, being guilty about it is not an effective motivator. I don't know about you, but I know there have been many things, even in the ministry, that I have done because I was guilted into doing it. My motivation wasn't right, and the motivation wasn't right. Like there are times, and let's start with the journal. I'm not one that journals, and it's something that I really want to do. I want to do it. So listen. When I was guilted into journaling, it was such a hard effort. It was boring for me to do it. I'm trying to think of things to write. And then I would find myself not having pen and paper nearby when I wanted to journal. And as Minister Tabika said, you know, you don't have to write it. It could be printed, keyed into a computer. Well, now you also can talk it into your phone, you know, and so you can do that as well, you know. So check your motivation. Make sure the reason that we're journaling is because we want to encounter God in the process. So that's what's gotten me excited about the idea of journaling. So, you know, your excitement about expecting to meet God when you journal will keep me motivated, or keep you motivated enough to journal, make journaling a regular practice in your life. And that's what I needed. The guilt thing just was not working for me. But the very thought that, man, if I sit down and I write something, or as God is speaking to me, I'm writing something. These are encounters with God. If I sit down and just write what happened throughout my day, I had a friend that told me, you know, as I struggled with my appetite, or not so much the appetite and what I, the appetite, my appetite, but what I ate. And he said, write down what you're feeling when you are wanting to eat. Write down what you feel once you ate it. Write down what you feel or felt when you denied yourself of that particular thing. Write down the results of it after you've gone through the struggle. Write it down. And all of this, it gets you to let you know more about yourself, and what it is you can do, can't do, what it is you need to be depending on God to help you with, and so forth. So when you look at it that way, it takes on a more interesting journey. It takes on a more interesting journey. And so we want to check the motivation. And then in this, you know, we're facing the fears. Don't let a desire to avoid your fears keep you from journeying honestly about whatever it is you're thinking or feeling. You know, again, going to my weight thing, you know, like I didn't want to deal with the issues that I deal with my weight. I did not want to deal with it. And to put it down on paper, man, I had to face those things. And so I had to ask God to give me the courage to write about each one of those fears openly, and expect that as I did it, that God would meet me in the middle of them and help me to grow. So instead of keeping your fears locked up within you, let them pour out on your journal's page and let God meet you right there. You could also begin your journaling as a time to write a letter to God. Write a letter aiming to be truthful rather than nice. Tell him where you are right now in your journey with him, and wish you were with him, and wish you were with him even more, or in a different place. Describe how you see God and how you see yourself at this point in your life story. And that definitely is a good thing, because we can be honest with God, you know, which is coming to the next point. We can be so honest with God, because saints of God, look, face it, deal with it. He already knows. We cannot lie to him. He already knows. So witness to the truth. List your situations in your life where God is calling you to witness to biblical truth. Ask, where am I being asked to speak out and name a wrong that's being done to me or someone I know? Where am I being called to bring light to a situation that has been dimmed by the darkness of misunderstanding or sin? Where might I need to change everyday habits that makes the environment within me and around me worse? And where does the truth need to be named and lived? So witness to the truth, beloved. Witness to the truth. I'm telling you, in dealing with the truth of things, this is where truly we will meet God and God will meet us, and that transformation that needs to be taken can take place. The changes in us, the changes in others. An apostle friend of mine had sent a group, a text out for us to pray for her mother that was going into surgery. And she said exactly what it was she wanted us to pray for and asked us to be in agreement, down to certain things in dealing with the doctor, dealing with the surgery, et cetera, et cetera. And beloved, the day of the surgery, which was 2 or 3 days ago, you know, she sent out another text afterwards and thanked those of us that were in agreement with it, because everything she put in that prayer, every single one of those things were answered. See, and that's why you want to write your things down, write your prayer requests down, so that when you see God has answered, it encourages you, it motivates you to keep on praying, keep on asking, keep on believing, keep on sharing your testimonies. And then last but not least, pay attention. Pay attention to what it is you're writing. Write for a while about what you do see. Then write for a while about what you don't see. And then finally, read your journal entries. Just like Tabika said, she didn't read her book, but she's going to go back and read it. Read your journal entries and write a response to what you did or did not notice. Choose an object where you had for at least 6 months and describe it in your journal. Tell its story. There are many things that we can find to write about that stimulates us, that causes us to be, you know, in the place where we need to be to write something in the journal. And it could be a story about your own life, something about a relative, a spouse, a child, parent, friend, whatever the case may be. But pay attention to the things that you're sharing. You may have some feelings about, you know, people in your life that you need to express, and you have not expressed it to them, but express it on paper. Express it on paper, and then let God work with you through these things. Beloved, journaling, through journaling, you can encounter God and have an experience that's worth writing about. So we encourage you to do your journaling. And guess what, beloved? We have come to the end of our time today. We have come to the end of it. So we pray that you will meet us back here again on next Saturday morning at 9 o'clock from 9 to 10 here on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. Tabika, beloved?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you always for being
Amen.
Here.
Amen. All the time.
Amen. All righty, darling. Y'all take care. We'll see you next Saturday.
Thank
God
you
bless.
For listening to Heart to Heart with Bishop Etta Banks. Heart to Heart is an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life, Kingdom Builders. Please visit our ministry website at www.newvisionforlife.com. As always, beloved, I pray that God will bless you and bless you mightily. And as he does, you will turn around and bless someone else. And then that person will turn around and bless someone. then that person will turn around and bless God Almighty for the blessings that he bestowed upon them. And then God, in his awesome and infinite wisdom, will turn around and bless you one more time because you knew what to do with the blessings he bestowed upon you. I thank God for the completion of the circle of blessings. I beseech you, therefore, in the name of Jesus, that you go forth today and be a blessing to someone. And when you do, do so on purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.